soon our annual summer retreat will be over. As I mentioned a couple of days ago, the monks, both male and female, can you hear me in the back? They do the traditional summer, it's called the Gyeljae or Anga. Summer Gyeljae and 3 months winter Gyeljae is called the rain retreat and snow retreat. And it's as the end of the retreat, summer Gyeljae approaches. Some of the monks' minds were gone. And they start packing, and in their mind they already make plans around the place that they would go on a pilgrimage or visit different teachers. So in other words, the retreat is already finished. You see, this could be 1 day before and 2 days before the end of the retreat. But then there are some other monks. There are a lot of rain and the weed grows fast. So pulling weeds becomes a task. So they were pulling weeds quietly somewhere. And on one instant I saw, as they would be traveling after the retreat, then other monks traveling also would visit this temple where they spend 3 months Gyeljae, right? So then he would check guest quarters. There's a hangar, right? So one pack is missing, couple of packs missing. They ingeniously go around and make a pack and put it there so that the traveling guest monks, when they arrive, they would hang their clothes. So if you see such monks, you don't get the feeling they too would be gone. You know, it ends actually midnight. So technically, the monks are free to run out, you see. It's midnight. So also, if you're high up in the mountains, it would take quite a while to climb down where you could catch a local bus, you see. And the local bus only comes twice a day. So if you miss the first bus, that means either you have to walk, you know, all the way to town, or you can wait 6 or 7 hours, you see, on the street. So most of them, they would be gone, you know, by midnight, you see. And so if you see that person, you don't get that feeling at all. They said they belong here. So such a monk, wherever they go, like a true person, this comes from Injelok, the Master Linji, the Chinese Master Linji, Linji or Rinzai, or in Korean, Imje. It's a true person of no special status. True person, so you become a true person. And this true person, wherever they go, they belong, they are at home. They are at home in the world or in the universe. But the other monks, it applies, the same story applies to us, that's why I'm sharing this story. Wherever they go, they don't really belong wholeheartedly. maybe if they go home or if they go to school or if they go to do their job, if their mind is there 75 wholeheartedly, the employees would rejoice there. Or even your wife and husband would rejoice. So it's actually the monasteries, partly because of that, they hold special the end of the retreat, the end of a kirtan, special sessions. So anyway, I'd like you to be here and doing the true practice until the last minute and even beyond. Don't start packing up. Did you get it?
Yes!
So, yeah. For the Metapolis at the Goethe's Faust.
Mephistopheles.
Eh?
Mephistopheles.
Mephistopheles. He has a demonic smile.
He does.
But at least we appraise him. He, you know, he came a long way, so we do appreciate his presence here. You did great. So that I can tell from your chuckle. But anyway, keep that in mind. Not just Yongmen Zhengjin, it's a self-help culture is pretty widespread, you know, this physical fitness and all this kind ties in with the well-being culture. But when it comes to spirituality or religion, is instead of giving all your rights, everything to Almighty God, this is self-empowerment. It's not really has taken serious root, but we are trying as a Sangha so that we would be spiritually and morally, ethically, and responsible a lot of things, unwholesome things going on in the global village right now.